You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
You know, I realized something. I am way too nice to ever be what is called now a food influencer. Basically a food critic on social media, because I don't ever see me being able to go, if I don't like the restaurant, and then calling them out by name and saying this was terrible, that was terrible. You know, right. I'm far too sweet to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you're such a kind soul that it's detrimental to, you know, your livelihood, that's where I am. That's where I am on the whole thing. But there's a very pretentious fella in Brooklyn who calls himself a filmmaker and food influencer. And the way I know that he's pretentious is because he has four names.
That's a good way to know.
Like, you're too important just to have three like everybody else. Yes. Luis Carlos Alvarez Zaragoza is his name.
Okay.
So, just kidding about the name situation. But he is pretentious. So he says that he went into a two-star Michelin restaurant called Sushi Naz. And, I mean, he's just ripping this place apart.
Oh.
This was terrible. That's terrible. Not worth the money and all that. Oh, and they're sexist, is basically what he's saying. Because they give women smaller portions than they give men.
Really?
Yeah. He says that he's alleging that the dining experience with the seasonal omakase menu, which is in other cultures, they would call that, you know, letting the chef feed you.
Right.
They choose whatever they're going to give you that night. You just go with whatever they suggest. They do that at Buca di Beppo, right? Don't they have that at that Italian chain, Buca di Beppo? And they have Emeralds does that at some of his restaurants as well. But he said that they gave them all certain size portions, and everybody was a man except for one, and then they told her she was getting the smaller portions. Oh, well, he turns it into a whole they're sexist thing and all of that. But they say that it is the culture. You're in there and you're wanting to enjoy the full culture of the restaurant. And the culture in Japan, when they do these things, is that women get smaller portions.
Then there you go.
So do you want the full experience or do you not want the full experience?
Before that, I would have said, yeah, everybody should get the same thing because you are assuming the lady doesn't want as much. But if it's a cultural thing, hey, this is the way you would, if you were in Japan, this is what would happen because that's the culture.
Yeah, and so basically he was saying, I'm all for culture until I disagree with it. Then, you know, otherwise he'd be standing up and just roasting anybody who said something against whatever their culture is that he likes. So their culture is something that he doesn't like. So now he's going to call them out and want to change it.
Yeah.
I can understand being confused when you see that come out and you're like, oh, that's interesting. They gave the woman a smaller portion. But then that would lead you to go, hey, did you do that on purpose or find out why that's happening?
Especially as you're writing an article, you should take a moment to ask someone in advance. Hey, I'm curious about this.
You get far more play out of accusing some place of being sexist than you do by just reviewing their food.
Yeah, but it does make you irresponsible.
Yeah, and it also makes you dumb because women should be eating smaller portions than men. You idiot.
Yeah.
How do you not know that? You know what happens when women eat the same size portions as men? They get fat. And nobody wants to be responsible for making that happen.
Yeah.
And it's not sexist at all. I'm kidding. But in all seriousness, women don't need to be eating as much as men. Because it does things to them that it doesn't do to us.
Right. I wish I hadn't said right.
No, I'm kidding about that. But this is what you get. This is what you get. You want to go enjoy, pretend like you're so worldly and everything, and then you're going to go into some Japanese restaurant and pay $700 for this experience, and then you're going to complain what the culture is like. Before that, you're probably strutting around like a rooster, telling all of your friends, all your liberal friends in New York, yeah, we're going to experience the Japanese culture. We're really getting into the culture tonight. And then they do something you don't like, and you're like, F that culture.
Yeah.
F them and their culture. Yeah. The restaurant responded and they said, we would never just make women have a smaller portion. When we're doing that, a lot of times they'll ask, do you want smaller portions of rice?
Yeah.
Because we have a lot more coming. You'd be completely full and you may not eat the rest of it. And he said that there was probably, a language barrier thing. It was a misunderstanding. And the guy's like, no, F that.
Yeah. And it's already got the Michelin stars. Like, it's been vetted. It's not like you're going into, like, the KKK diner or something.
Yeah, but TJ's right. Now, he wants to go in and say, well, it's got the Michelin stars. Now, I'm gonna be the one to get the attention of bringing them down. I'm going to try to find a reason why this is not as great as everybody else says. Because that's how he gets attention.
But you think the woman complained?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would be curious to know if she said anything to the people at the table. She said, I wonder why I got smaller portions than everybody else.
If it's a New York woman hanging out with a bunch of liberal men, then she was probably throwing a fit.
Could be.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Why don't you see me?
Notice me.
Septum ring, green hair, the whole thing. That's what I'm picturing. You're like, I want more.
$700 for sushi too?
Yeah,
I'd be kind of pissed.
Oh, wait, it was $700?
Yeah, $700. And then one of the things that, but if they would have charged her less, then that would have been, a different story. It's just like, look at it, go, hey, this is what they do. It's part of the experience. Everything is not, some sort of an agenda against, whomever you're with or who your friend is or a slight at you. Wouldn't be a problem if you just stick to eating American food like you're supposed to.
Right. There you go.
I mean, I'm all for eating sushi, Americanized sushi and everything like that. I love it. But once you want to step into some kind of craziness like that, you're just asking for some sort of confusion going on.
Where would I find Americanized sushi?
Across the street, place called Joel's.
Okay. Fair enough.
Joel's Sushi. This place is not called Joel's. This place is called something like
Sushi Nas.
Yeah, Sushi Nas.
Didn't you guys have a sushi named after you? That would be Americanized, right?
Yeah, the Kick Ace and TJ Roll is what it was called.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
That's as American as you can get.
Yeah, it's still on the menu at that place.
That is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are authentic.
That's right. Hell yeah. So you know, stop going to these places that you just want all their culture until they do something to offend you. Because guess what? Other cultures don't give a shit what you think. You know, running around with your little liberal social media reviews and all.
I'm going to slam you on Yelp.
Yeah,
you don't see Gordon Ramsay going off to all these exotic places and all and you know, bashing herbs and stuff on a rock with another rock, eating those people's traditional meals and all, and then telling them they're screwed up.
Right.
He sits down, he eats it. It's like, oh, this, I see what you did here. Great. He's not going over there going, oh, this is terrible, like it's Hell's Kitchen episode. He's like, this is your shit. This is your shit. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. One time he was in Iceland, he was like, we're going to bake bread in the ground. And they like literally dig a hole and bury this bread. And I'm like, I bet that tastes like shit.
But he will say he doesn't like it sometimes. He'll taste go, oh, yeah, that's too much for me or whatever. But he's not telling them they shouldn't do it that way.
No.
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain actually just went and immersed himself in the culture when he tried the foods around the world.
Yeah. But if I'm this restaurant, I'm really, really looking at just the slightest way that I could get a lawsuit against this guy.
Just to tear him apart.
Just to fire a lawsuit up his ass like a rocket.
Yeah, that's why restaurants don't want these influencers in there, because they don't, you know.
But when you're accusing them of being sexist,
yeah.
I mean, that's another thing.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that. And the moral of the story is only eat Americanized foreign food.
Amen.
There you go.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Mm-hmm. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenix, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.